This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Dr. Sarah Lancaster is joining us, assistant professor and extension specialist at Kansas State University. And Sarah, we're going to talk about Take Action Pest Elimination Strategies and Tactics Week. And what are some of the things on what advice that you would give them during Pest Week?
Coming from a weed management background, we're going to talk a lot about the importance of getting boots on the ground and doing lots of good scouting. There's no replacement for just doing a good job of scouting your field and checking so that you're aware of what's out there. And then on the heels of that, being proactive and taking action against those pests as soon as possible. And in some cases, that's going to mean planning ahead to use pre-emergent herbicides in your crops so that you are really targeting those weeds at the time where they're going to have the least impact on your crop, when they're still seeds, so before they've had a chance to rob yield out of farmers' fields.
This is really managing their pesticide resistance in real time during the growing season itself.
Being timely. So we often see weeds that escape herbicide applications. And, you know, after you rule out all of the possible sort of applicator errors that we don't want to think about, then you start thinking about herbicide resistance. It becomes important to get an effective mode of action out in your fields to control those weeds. And sometimes roguing might even, you know, we might even need to start thinking about that again in some cases for weed management. Not a fun thought, but certainly easier to control one or two escaped Palmer amaranth than it is to have the millions of seeds to control next year.
And that's where the Take Action app can help really look at multiple modes and sites of action.
That's right. You know, one of the tools that was developed by the Take Action campaign that I really appreciate is their mode of action selection tools. So they have a poster that you can get from the Take Action website, you can get from me or from your KSRE county agent, or they also have an app, an application that you can download to your smartphone that can help farmers sort through what herbicide mode of action or what pesticide mode of action they're applying in their fields. You know, one of the keys is to make sure that you're mixing and rotating modes of action for your pesticides. IWillTakeAction.com is the website that folks can navigate to and find both the poster, they can find information on the app, and they can also just request a packet of all kinds of good information from IWillTakeAction.com.
That is Dr. Sarah Lancaster, assistant professor and extension specialist at Kansas State University. She's been our guest on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.